Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me right now is Professor Henny Stradom, who's a professor of international law at the University of Johannesburg. He also holds the South African Research Chair in International Law. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Well, thanks, and I hope on your side too. And all good wishes for the new year.
Thank you, and to you too. So Ireland has come out and they've made a declaration at the ICJ. What does it mean for South Africa's Israel genocide case? Does it bolster the case?
Ireland is joining the proceedings on the basis of Article 63 of the court statute, which determines that a state which, in this case, for instance, is a member of the Genocide Convention has a right to intervene because it has an interest in the outcome of the case as a member of the Genocide Convention. And it is on that basis that Ireland has found it necessary to join in the proceedings, and it has submitted a declaration to that effect.
So I've got a question for you on this case of genocide. We're seeing NGOs, for decades. Well, since the Holocaust, that was when it was formulated of what the definition of genocide was. It was after the Holocaust. But now we're seeing reports coming out, and they're having to change the definition, in order to make Israel guilty of genocide, because otherwise what Israel is doing is not fitting the definition. What's your thought on that?
It can't be changed, because the court is now working on the basis of the definition in the Genocide Convention itself.
Yes.
So, and that is settled law. And it is also important to note that it is exactly because of that definition that Ireland has submitted its declaration, because in that declaration it provides some perspective to the court on how to interpret that provision. So, and it deals with the basic elements of genocide. There must be a direct intent to destroy a group, and it's mentioned which groups in the convention, in whole or in part. And that is a definition that the court will have to apply to determine whether Israel has, in fact, breached the provisions of that convention. And we will see how the court is going to deal with that. But that is the main purpose of the Ireland submission at this point in time, is to provide its view on how to interpret the convention on that point.
So it's just for the interpretation. Is the burden of proof on the defendants, on Israel? Is the burden of proof to prove on Israel to prove that there isn't genocide being committed, or is the burden of proof on the accusing countries, South Africa and now Ireland, to prove that Israel is?
We have to distinguish first of all between a case before the International Criminal Court, for instance.
Right.
So they, if you know about, for instance, the warrants of arrest that have been issued against senior Israeli members of government and against Hamas members, in that case, the criminal standard applies. So the prosecutor before the ICC case must provide beyond reasonable doubt that the individuals subject to the warrants of arrest made themselves guilty of genocide. In the ICJ case, the court has to decide whether, on the basis of the facts presented to it, a case can be made out that, on a balance of probabilities, that Israel has breached the provisions of the convention. So those are two different standards, and that is what will apply now in the ICJ case, to which Ireland has made a submission. So it's not a matter of who is responsible to prove this or that. It's on the evidence provided as a whole that court will come to a conclusion whether Israel has breached provisions of the convention or not.
Very interesting. One of our listeners actually are saying, there was a money trail that led straight to South Africa, between South Africa and Iran, for the case to be lodged and funded. So our listener, Mavis, says, is there a money trail that leads to Ireland joining the genocide case? We knew that there was with the ANC. What's your thought, Professor?
Yeah, there's no evidence that I know of, making out a similar case against Ireland as in the case of South Africa.
Yeah.
And that deals, that issue, even if it is the case, it deals with the motivation behind, the case itself and the proceedings and why states have decided to bring this to the court. And the court is not going to deal with that because it is irrelevant for the court. The only thing that the court has to decide, and that falls within its jurisdiction, is what are the facts telling us? And it's on that basis that the court will decide whether there was a breach of the Genocide Convention. The motivation why states have brought the matter to the court does not fall within the jurisdiction of the court.
And that is where we leave it. Professor Henny Stratum, thank you so much for sharing your insights, your knowledge, and your time with us this morning. Wish you all the best for 2025. That is Professor Henny Stratum. He's a professor of international law at the University of Johannesburg. He also holds the South African Research Chair in International Law.